Welcome to GamerCast. This is episode 85. I'm Adam. And this is Paul. He doesn't speak right now because he's drinking his Coke. He's still drinking his Coke. He's finished his Coke.
Guten Morgen.
Translation: hi, my name is Paul.
It means good morning, retard.
Hey, I didn't say I speak French.
German.
Right. Did we have any letters? Or audio reviews?
We didn't have any audio reviews, but we did have a letter. Ooh. I think.
Should I do the fat off or should I do it on?
Leave it on.
Yeah, so you hear a whizzing noise, it's a fan, but...
Because it's too hot.
It's better than us just passing out and all you hear is two thuds as we pass out.
The episode will be better if we're cool instead of just boiling hot because we'll just get fed up.
And then we'll want to just do other things.
Okay, we got a letter from T-Bob Man. I'm not sure if that's the real Bob Man or not.
T-Bob Man. BobmanUK at Gmail.
He says, EA blame Sony for Madam on PS3. Madam? Am I missing something? That's because I spelled Madden wrong. It was Madam. So yeah, that was our letter. So we fixed that.
Okay. Do we have anything to add?
Last week. This came in last week. Oh, no, we did that one. So, yeah, I think we've done them all. Alex Gibson, yeah, we've done that one. So, yeah, to Bob Man.
Are you the real Bob Man? Let us know.
Oh, Ura said he'd do an audio review, according to Catherine. I ain't received any audio review.
He's running late. Maybe he'll do what he normally does and he'll put the audio review in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, I do remember Ura saying he'd do a thing. He sent me a message, but I didn't. Yeah, he sent me a message on live about it, and I replied with like a really funny voice and stuff. And he said he couldn't understand me. Anyway, a couple of news items. We've got three little news items.
Mm-hmm.
Well, two. One's quite big. And then we've got some other topics to hammer on a bit later.
Okie doke.
Okay, Team Fortress 2 has been a new video released.
Yep.
This one, if you remember last time, they released a video of the heavy weapons dude.
With his big gun.
Yeah, who had like, you know... I've never met anyone that can outsmart a bullet. All that sort of stuff. But yeah, they released a soldier one now. Quite funny.
Yeah, definitely did like it. It's nicely cut with the fact that he's continuously telling all these soldiers how to be a soldier, and then it's showing cuts of him running around doing lots of stuff, blowing people up, all working as a team with the red team and stuff like that. Yeah, I look up to me. Showing some bits where everyone blows up. Just quite cool. Blood splatter
if
everywhere.
If fighting is sure to result in victory, then you must fight. Sun Tzu said that, and I'd say he knows a little more about fighting than you do, pal, because he invented it, and then he perfected it so that no living man could best him in the Ring of Honor.
I must admit, this doesn't look like in-game, does it? It looks like it's CG crazy. Can't tell.
Then he used his fight money to buy two of every animal on Earth. And then he herded them onto a boat.
Well, it's using the in-game graphics.
Yeah.
The animation in these scenes are obviously done separately.
Yeah.
But that, the animation looks pretty in-game to me.
Yeah.
It could be evil.
From that day forward, any time a bunch of animals are together in one place, it's called a zoo.
I can't wait till it comes out.
It's unless it's a farm.
Yeah, let's try and be funny.
Unless it's a farm.
Okay, alright. Let's just have a look at this.
So when's the release for that?
Oh, it's at the end of the year or something.
So it's like probably going to be on the Christmas.
Yeah, also PGR4 has been delayed a little bit. It's pushed back to October. So that's nothing too major.
Most of them are still playing Forza 2. I've managed to purchase my own copy of...
I managed to purchase a car in it after I blew mine up.
No, I managed to purchase a copy of...
Leprechaun DVD, enhanced special features for the Leprechaun-ish.
I'm a leprechaun! Let's not get started down that road.
I'm a leprechaun.
The zombie game on the Xbox 360.
Zombie game. Dead Rising.
Yeah, Dead Rising. I bought a copy of Ted Rising. Yes, Ted.
Ted, no.
No, Ted. Dead Rising on the Xbox 360. You only got it for a tenner, so it wasn't too bad. So, I've been playing a bit of that.
Yeah, what do you think of it? Hang on a minute. What's this got to do with PGR4? Nothing. You're just butting in and ruining the show notes, aren't you?
Hey, you always butt on me, so
I'm allowed to butt in. I'm the guy who butts in. That's my nature. Right. Mario Galaxy release date.
Ooh.
It is now official. It's now going to come out on November the 16th.
Oh, that's good. Something to look forward to after...
So yeah, the Wii has a killer app this year.
Which is pretty good.
Which is more than the PS3.
Well, yeah, all there. Look at this. Let's look back at the 360's history. It's like... all the titles that were on release came out with this release. All the ones that they put side by side, Gears of War and stuff like that, have all been released and been successful. And okay, PlayStation 3 haven't been out that long, but it's still, everything seems to be holding back and snagging, and it seems to be only the multi-release crap titles that seem to be getting out. Nothing new has seemed to get past. I must admit, even Wii has slowed down, but then...
The Wii has slowed down a lot. There's nothing.
It's waiting for these more other titles to come out.
For Mario Galaxy, that's all it's got.
Yeah, I think it needs some Nintendo to put out some good titles to kind of inspire other companies to think, oh, actually, we could do something like that on the Wii.
Also in the news, the Wii... Yeah, the news list has grown from what I said earlier. Mm. The Wii may have surpassed Xbox 360 in total sales.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a bit unknown at the moment, but some projections indicate that may have happened.
I think it is achieving what they set out to do with the fact that they are...
It's just a shame it doesn't have any games.
Advancing on the non-gamer market. Where the Xbox 360 has got everything in one box that a gamer could want.
Does it?
Well, I must admit a PC has got more, but... You know,
what I want... Hexic 2 built-in. It doesn't have Hexic 2 built-in. I want it built in.
Alright.
There, so yeah, Adam's wrong.
Well, maybe they'll release an Exit 2 edition of the Super Elite Mega Force edition that will be blue. And then you can play with that one.
No thanks.
Okay.
We surpassed Xbox 360 in sales. So what? Nobody buys any games for it because there aren't any.
It's mainly running off those small line of games, which I'm not knocking. I must admit, there's going to be stuff eventually coming out. There is some good games already out. And there's going to be those people that don't play on it very much, but it is a good party games console. It does what the PlayStation 2 tried to do with those...
Gay games.
Yeah. But it all does it in one, and it is a fashionable thing to have. It's kind of got that iPod feel where it's nice, white, slick. You don't play video games, but you've got it there. Friends come around, a few beers, you play it, that's it. You know... You'll have your hardcore gamer that will play it as well, but a lot of gamers like the Xbox 360 more for its...
I like the Xbox 360 because it's got good games.
Mm. we want something, gamers want something new all the time, where other people can be satisfied with what they've
got.
Well,
it's a toy. You buy it, it comes with Wii Sports, you're sorted. And then you have
but it seems to be doing. It seems to be doing into the sale of those people who don't want to spend a lot of money on a games console. They don't think they'd be used that often.
We had a dude come into our work today. He wanted to know if the Wii output's in high definition. Basically, he just bought a high definition TV, and he wanted to know what console came output to it. And he asked if the Wii did it, and I was like, dude, same price as a Wii, Xbox 360.
What did you walk away with?
You didn't walk away with anything.
He was still thinking.
He was scouting ahead.
Well, I know that they are putting in the ideas of production of the second Wii, which will be a newer model that they will update. A bit like...
It doesn't have the power to run stuff in high def, though.
Yeah, they're looking to update the mechanics of it inside to run a high... To be able to run a high def.
Was it mechanical?
Yeah. Springs
and
stuff.
This predates the electronic age.
Oh, yeah. It's all run off steam.
It's got pistons and stuff.
It's steam. Like Steam Boy.
So, yeah, also in the news, Supreme Commander... Forged Alliance, has been some details about that. The Seraphim people have had some of their army stuff fleshed out.
Yeah,
I'm sure Adam wants to comment on the style of everything.
Yeah, some nice screenshots.
I don't really care because I'm a UEF man personally, and the UEF should dominate the whole universe.
They give a sense of kind of like a silver metallic reflective colour with a lot of gaps with lights, kind of like a yellow all the way through orange to red kind of rainbow effect. Does look quite good. It's got a very metallic, slick look, pointy, rounded off edges. Where any of the other ones, you had the UEF, which had that very
UEF for the win.
Had the human feel. Then
it's
you
because
had
it's the United Earth Federation.
Mm.
Damn, I forgot what my favourite side score is. United Earth Federation.
I would say this is very close to the, because these are supposed to be the aliens, aren't they?
They are aliens in this.
Yeah. So you can see a similarity, especially with the boats, you can see a similarity to
the Gaon.
The Aeon. So you can see a similarity in the technology, but the colouring is a lot different. The technology is slightly off. So you can, it starts to show kind of a history of where everything's kind of amalgamated from. So it's going to be quite a good addition. It's nice that they brought it out so fast, allowing some updates and some changes made straight onto it. Some new maps, which would be nice, because there's a massive amount of maps, but it'd be nice to get something a bit different, a bit new, especially with some more water, because the water bits are quite good.
Yeah, remember that time when my fleet absolutely destroyed your fleet? Poon.
I'd like some, you know, the one we normally use. So it's basically the two land masses with the small walkway going.
The
on.
The 20-kilometer map.
Yeah. See, it'd be quite nice if you had something where you didn't have anything but just water.
There is.
And you just, two land masses either side, and maybe some bridge building abilities or something, which would be quite cool. So you could,
bridge
like,
building.
You know, like how you got,
you're in the middle of a war and you're going to build a 6-kilometer bridge. Yeah, we can do that overnight.
Yeah, just building across.
Yeah, then, you know, a peacock lands on one of the beams and it all collapses. Oh no, man, the peacock pwned my bridge.
But definitely looking forward to this. A lot of the pictures is a bit of flavouring of everything. They've showed the main character, Commander.
The armoured command unit.
They've shown a unit from
Excuse
each section
me?
And also a bomber. There you go, it's got like the tracks and stuff.
That's the tech-free tank thing.
Yeah.
Looks kind of gay. I'm going to play as a UEF because they're not gay.
But he also gives you a new bad guy to play.
At least
against.
Play as a Cybran.
Cybran.
The Cybran are okay.
Oh, there's the base.
Oh man, that looks gay. Let's blow it up quick.
Got kind of like a force field walled looking thing. Yeah,
yeah,
a lot of floating.
Are they power generators or
yeah.
walls?
Might be power generators from the looks of the construction. Yeah, it's got very similar to the Aeon, but different. A lot of spires and floating things. Oh, look, there's a flying saucer.
Zar.
So, it's It's going to add a new flavour to it, so it's definitely going to be different. Fair enough, like a lot of expansion packs or RTSs, they'll bring out a new playable character, and sometimes it's not for you, but at the end of the day, if it's not a playable character, it's a new enemy, so it's always good.
UEF. Cybran, if but not a Gaeon, or the Gaeathin, or the Gaeon.
Well, I played as the Aeon for a while, and it just got a little bit boring too quickly.
It's lame.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into the Cybran now. Just
the Cybran are cool, but you have to go on the offensive with them.
Yeah,
you can't turtle as well as you can with the UEF.
Yeah.
The UEF I find is a good balanced approach
because of the defensive and offensive capabilities, the shield generators, yet with the long cannons. Shield generating with the Cybran and stuff.
Well, it's a lot easier than it was, because at least you can queue up the upgrades for the shields now.
Yeah.
You don't have to like wait for it to finish and click on the upgrade menu and all that. You can just click, you know, directly on the thing. Hinting on what I said earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to add anything?
No, I'm quite
okay. Hinting on what I said earlier on, Xbox 360 price drops. I was going to mention these last week because I heard about them on Wednesday or Thursday, but it was as of then unconfirmed, so I didn't want to report it. I should have an ad now. The core system has gone to 17999. The Pro, as it is now called instead of Premium, is 24999, and the Xbox 360 Elite is 29999. So 180, same price as a Wii, 250 or 300.
That's not too bad.
And we've been shifting loads of elites.
Yeah, a lot of people have
been coming. We're down to our last, like, 4 or 5.
No, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Peripherals in?
Yeah, we've got controllers, plain trash kits, batteries.
It's nice that they're kind of emphasizing that it's not going to be that limited edition, that it's going to be a...
Gonna stick around for a bit.
Yeah.
With the failure of the PS3, you know, Microsoft released the Xbox 360 Elite and a price cut, and still the price is higher than it used to be at $280 for the high end scoop. So, thanks to the failure of the PS3. If the PS3 had done a bit better, maybe they'd taken another £50 off the price, which would be better.
No, it's why I look online and they've got like the new hard drive. It's also the new hard drive, that's 120 gig, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like £130.
Yeah, a lot of money, but that's what I'm going to end up getting, is just to upgrade the core so that I can have the capability for downloading demos.
Well, you only really want a 20 gig drive, don't you? And that's what I've got, and I've got like 10, 15 demos on there.
Yeah. It's like the idea of being able to go back and could just go on there and leave it on there for a couple of days with it all queued up and just download shitloads of stuff. But yeah, quite reasonable. But I like the fact that
it's got HDMI and it's got a 120 gig hard drive and that it's a different color.
Yeah. See, I said that without, you know, completely different.
My
voice.
Name's Adam.
See, how cool is my voice?
My voice is quite
Uber. Uber, Uber, Uber.
Damn, we're running out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we are.
We're only 20 minutes in.
I'm looking forward to jumping back onto WoW though.
Oh no, not WoW.
Been playing
here we go.
Warcraft 3 in the expansion pack. Quite cool. But, I think everyone's going out and enjoyed the sun. No one's listening.
Did you pick up Bioshock?
No, I was talking to one of my mates at work, and he's very tempted to buy it, but ended up, he used to work at Blockbusters.
Yeah.
So he's gone to Blockbusters.
Blockbuster sucks so much.
And he's pre-ordered the first rental they'll get. So he's going to rent it, play it, complete it and take it back. He says he likes the look of it. I told him, I said, if you don't like it, you will like the look of it. It's very well made, but it depends whether or not the rest of it's for you, of the time period and storyline. So, and the fact that it didn't have any multiplayer kind of put him off. He thought, once I played it, I probably won't play it again, and there's no replay on without having multiplayer. So for that amount of money, he decided to just rent it and then carry on from there, which I can agree with him on that. It does look a good game, but to me, it's not grabbing enough strings to make me want to play it a second time. Where, I must admit, stuff like, for argument's sake, Hitman Blood Money, I was eyeing that up for $17.99 on the net, and I'm tempted to get it again, seeing I had it on my first Xbox 360, because I really like playing that game again and again and again. So some games grab you and they kind of like hold on, you like, you can put it on the shelf and pick it up and play it whenever you want. I must admit, most of the games that do that for me are most of my PC games. There's only a few console games that I will actually always keep. But after a while, you find yourself never playing them, and you're just tempted to trade them in, because they're tradable, unlike PC games. You have to go to crappy GameStation.
Hey, GameStation are alright. They've got the HD DVD drive for £35 cheaper than Game.
Really?
Yes, 100 quid.
That's not bad. Not that I want to buy it, because it means I've got to buy DVDs in high definition.
So?
More expensive.
Important. Region 3.
Yeah.
Checkmate. Lame break.
What regions are the Xbox 360 2 and 3, is it?
What?
The Xbox 360...
What are you about?
High definition drive.
It's region 3.
Region 3?
Yeah, 3.
So it'll play any...
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. They haven't put a region on it.
No, a region isn't in the HD DVD specs.
They haven't put a region into it yet, because they haven't finalised...
But it's not in the specs. So, no.
Are high... Sorry, I'm going to say Blu-ray and high definition DVDs.
Blu-ray's region locked, yeah.
What about high definition DVDs, HD DVDs?
That's just what we were talking about, they're region 3.
I meant with any other normal player. Do the discs have it on there, or is it all players, including the Xbox
One? HD DVD specifications from the DVD form indicate there's no region locking.
Okay. So I thought you meant the Xbox player had no region locking.
Hey, J. Andre is in the chat room.
J. Andre.
He wants us to repeat everything because he missed it.
When we've done the show, you can re-listen to it. It'll be good. It'll be fun. It'll be like you're really there and it's live. Ooh. Losing my voice.
So yeah, Bioshock came out on Friday. We sold out the PC version and it just went bang.
I'm not surprised. It's a much cheaper version. Yeah, I can imagine a lot more PC fans liking it.
Blue Dragon also came out on Xbox 360. And we have yet to play it. However, Catherine has written up her first impressions. You can see all that on her blog.
Do you want to read it out?
Which is, I'm not reading all that.
Get the woman to read it.
No, which is blogs.thesmirnoff.net. I'll put a link in the show notes. And you can read all that. Just a quick snippet. I recommend it to any JRPG lovers or anyone wanted a turn-based RPG for Xbox 360, and of course, Final Fantasy lovers.
I'm going to be liking it because it's like Final Fantasy and it looks like Dragon Ball. It's going to be good. I have yet to buy it yet, but I only got paid last Friday, and I'm going to purchase my girlfriend's birthday presents and then see if I have enough money afterwards. May have to trade in some games. But,
ooh, Jet Andre completed Bioshock in 10 hours.
The question is, Jet Andre, do you feel like playing it again? Or is it just 10 hours and you don't feel even like you could go on any longer?
That is the question, Mr. Andre.
Has it got any playability?
Yeah, you can play it. I completed the demo.
Yeah? Finally got past that bit you kept dying on.
Yeah, it was easy in the end.
How are you finding it? Are you just starting to feel a bit kind of like you'd want it, or are you just kind of like...
No, I'd rather buy it when it's cheap.
like even then it would just be a buy it, play it all the way through, and then that'd be it.
Probably. He says he'd be playing it again to get another reward, but not soon.
Yeah, it.
Yeah.
Playability.
Replayability. That's the word you're looking for, mate.
Yeah, replayability. It's just. It's not grabbing me. I have 100% mega respect for it.
He does, however, say it's amazing. It's like the Gears of War campaign. Fun.
I prefer Gears of War. I need to get a copy of that.
I prefer the setting. Even though the characters were just, like, lame. All these hardcore army people. Just lame.
You prefer to be a one-man walking tank?
No, I prefer to be a cool-ass elite, killing everyone.
We also had a quick look, trying to have a look at a video before the show. They've started showing snippets of the live-action shorts for Halo. I'm still a bit disappointed that they're not actually going to do a feature film, and they're just
I'll give it time. They're probably going to do something.
I imagine if they're such a success that they might be enough to push a director in that way. And with success of Transformers and stuff like that.
A Halo film is too much of a moneymaker for him.
But no, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be good.
The only reason all the film shares are put up is because Microsoft and Bungie wanted too much control over it, in their opinion. Which, of course, is good for us, because we don't want a film studio to come along and ruin it.
Really, we want to wait until they finish, you know, Halo 3 is all done. Everybody's had their holiday from Bungie. And then just get the guys.
Halo 3 is done.
Well, they'll all be on their holiday stuff. It's all the release and.
The story people have been done for like a year.
Yeah, but the guys.
That's the only people we need to do the film.
Yeah, but they check up on everything because they're in charge, aren't they?
No, not really.
But I know, because they all go on their holiday now. So once they've had their holiday, they want to see about maybe they.
I'm sure all the people jammed in the office trying to get it gold at the moment are swearing at you for that.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. They're still doing it. They're still trying to get it gold.
Only some of them. Most of it's done.
We're looking forward to their work of art.
Yeah, it'll be funny if it only got like 1 out of 10 views.
How can it not be good?
Well, easy. They screwed up.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, you put it in and it says not supported on this Xbox 360. Please upgrade to Xbox 360 version, blah 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 blah.
Or someone hands over the wrong thing and they end up putting it to gold, and everyone that's released is the PC copy of Halo 2.
Dull. Oh, I'm sure they'd notice that.
Yeah. But, no, looking forward to that.
Andre says fanboyism will get it like 8.9 to 10 out of 10. This is the trouble I have with the out of 10 rating system. Is for too many people it starts at 6 and ends at 10, when it should start at 1. Mm. And so the average typical game should score at 5.
Yeah.
Which of course none of them do.
We should do the score out of 2.
Crap. Good. That's
buy.
How my rating system works.
Buy or don't buy. There is no try.
Yeah, but even then, the good games I don't always buy.
It's like Yoda says, buy or do not buy, there is no try. Because you can't take it back. You open the seal.
Take it back anyway.
Well, shopping list. What do we want? What is up?
What do I want? I'm on Halo 3 and it's out in 30 days.
Because we've got Halo 3, we got Orange Box,
MotoGP 07.
Yeah, that was released last Friday as well.
PC version September 7th.
Many sales on that?
Andre wants cake.
Cake. What console?
Cake is in food, I imagine.
Oh, game shopping list. Yes. What games? It's fair enough we can start going OTT onto stuff like Spore and stuff like that, but... it's what's coming soon. What's the ones we need to get our hands on? Assassin's Creed, Crisis, yes, Team Fortress 2, definitely. Oh, the orange, although I'm definitely going Xbox 360 with that just to stay away from the Steam download, and I don't think my computer's going to be able to run it any good.
Team Fortress 2!
Because I was on the spec for Half-Life 2, and I just don't want to push it with the other one.
Well, where are you getting your new computer? Catherine says Eternal Sonata, whatever that is.
Not heard of that one.
Something, I guess. Jay Andre says Team Fortress 2 as well, Assassin's Creed and Time Splitters.
Maybe Time Splitters. I'll have to wait and see.
It's a Japanese RPG, apparently.
Thing, I'm waiting for a lot more Japanese style stuff to get onto the Xbox 360 with the way that the
there's loads of Japanese stuff on it. There's Hexic. Hexic 2. Street Fighter.
Armor Core.
Warren.
Yeah.
Armored Core. That armor the core system to the max.
I might, if I can actually get that.
Okay, the story of this game takes place in a dream world which centers around famed piano composer Frédéric Chopin, who died due to tuberculosis. The plot centers around the concept that 3 hours prior to his death, Chopin. How do you pronounce his name?
Chopin.
Chopin, that was his name. Dreamed of a fairy tale land in which people with incurable diseases have great magical powers. Okay, that's just lame.
That's just bizarre.
And there's no such thing as an incurable disease. The power of science will cure everything. Death is a mechanical problem.
Who quoted that?
Hmm?
Who quoted that?
I don't know, somebody. Some science nerd.
Science nerd.
Oh, apparently I've been told to shut up, okay? Adam could do the episode by himself.
No! Say sorry, I don't want to do it all by myself. There's too much to talk about. Paul Wee has sold out Xbox. Paul Wee has sold out Xbox in capitals. Sorry, Jet Andre, but we already spoke about that early in the show, as you'll tell when you re-listen to it, but thanks for the update. It's good to know people are trying to give us info. What are you looking for apart from Halo 3? Oh, you're not going to talk. You like to do hand gestures. You're just going to sit there. Right. City of Heroes. Paul's making funny faces now. World of Warcraft. That's what I'm looking forward to. Looking forward to the new expansion pack. I'm going back on. Been having a read of the website. Looking good. The new update for the new raid. The Black Temple. There's all this really cool stuff, and I can't go on any of it because I am not even level 60 yet, so I'm just going to have to start playing again. But I think I will be probably pay the extra $14.99 to transfer my dwarf over to the server that you and Catherine are playing on. So, Paul shooting me with a shotgun. Catherine is saying you shouldn't call things lame without knowing about them, then, should you?
Okay, I'm going to start talking now.
You ran out.
Because there's a fundamental flaw in that premise.
In what premise?
There is prior plausibility to how good something is going to be. And if the plot of it is lame, the game is probably going to be lame. That's statistical probability. So no, I don't buy the premise.
Did you know that you can get Battlestar Galactica icons for your gamer score tag on Xbox Live?
Yes, Catherine has them.
I saw them on there when I was having a root round. I thought, oh, cool, like that.
Yeah, they cost money though.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm cheapskate.
Yes, you're a cheapskate man. Cheapskate man, kick your ass on Halo, cheapskate man.
Okay, anyway, so some other big news this week. Let's get on. This is the big one I've been waiting for.
Okay, you've been holding this back.
Go drum roll.
Hang on.
Dude, you totally clipped the thing.
Clippage.
Paramount, DreamWorks Animation, Vantage, Nickelodeon Movies, and MTV have dumped Blu-ray in favor of HD DVD exclusively.
I'll say hoorah
indeed. Yeah, so the Blu-ray nerds went into panic over this and started saying, oh, Microsoft paid them money, Microsoft don't really give a toss.
Microsoft
technology is on both discs. They'd rather HD DVD win because HD DVD has got managed copy built into the specifications. Blu-ray doesn't.
But Microsoft, they keep forgetting, Microsoft didn't create Blu-ray. It didn't create HD DVD. They just...
Well, no, they have a codec on each disc.
Yeah, they would quite happily...
So, yeah, the Blu-ray people basically invented a story that Microsoft paid Paramount $150 million, which is false. Mm. Microsoft and Paramount have both come out and denied that. In fact, there's an interview on PCWorld.com. Paramount's CTO... this is an interview on why he or she, whichever the case may be... that looks like a he to me. And why they're moving to HD DVD. Basically, it's about cost, and HD DVD they expect will outsell Blu-ray by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And plus, with the free layer HD DVDs coming out early next year anyway, which will be 45 gigabytes, which will be backwards compatible with existing HD DVD players. So you don't have to buy a new player to make use of them. You know, it's just obvious.
That's just going to be good. Because that's the cool thing, is it means that you'd be able to buy...
So yeah, before that, Paramount had been... They'd released on both platforms.
Yeah, it means that they'd be able to add more stuff on the discs and more languages.
Well, the thing is...
Extras, but
the thing is, you've got plenty of storage either way.
Yeah. You know, if you wanted to, you could put an entire box set and you could have them on two discs or something. Because how much would the triple layers be?
Who knows?
Well, it's like, at the moment, if you... God knows how many discs are in a 24-episode... 25...
Well, you can fit about 4-odd hours of rock-solid quality film onto an HD DVD.
Mm. So, it's... It's going to increase a lot more, and it means the disc is going to come down. You might all of a sudden find an influx of the fact that you're going to get the same stuff as you would on DVD.
But I mean, just think of DVDs.
One disc.
Bonus features. You know, people say, oh, we don't want it to be on two discs. DVDs, they're all bonus discs. There's always a separate disc.
Yeah.
It's nothing new. So yeah, this is actually quite big news. And the Blu-ray nerds, this has actually spread all this $150 million. Was actually spread by one particular website on the net, and all the news channels picked it up, but it is false. And they also claimed it was 18 months, but here the guy is saying it's indefinite. So, you know.
Blu-ray's on its way out.
It's good, because Warner has been reducing the number of Blu-ray discs they're releasing and putting more of their effort into HD DVD. And Disney has even hinted that they may move to a platform agnostic, which is actually quite surprising, because Disney are a greedy bunch of bastards.
Mm.
Because the reason Disney wanted to go with Blu-ray is because of the draconian DRM on it. The trouble with that, though, is the draconian DRM isn't in the first spec. This is the other trouble with Blu-ray, of course, is the specifications weren't finalized by the time it went to market. Mm. And so you've got the first version spec, and then you've got the 1.1 spec, and the 1.1 spec will basically brick one player. So, you know, say you bought a $1,000 Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
You buy a Blu-ray film later this year, doesn't work. Your $1,000 Blu-ray player is bricked because the specs changed, because the specs weren't finalized before it went to market. It's ridiculous.
It's Sony trying to get out there first when they haven't finished everything.
You know, HD DVD, the specs were finalized before it went to market, so that every single player is the same.
Mm.
They've all got guaranteed things which you can rely on. which is why Blu-ray is a mess. They also, the guy also talks a bit about the different interactivity layers. HD DVD has the HDI format, which was developed by Microsoft, and Blu-ray uses BD Java. Basically, what Paramount had been doing prior to that was developing it in HDI and then porting it to Java. But the trouble with Java is you need programmers who can work on a low level to do it. HDI you can do like fairly easily with someone with technical knowledge.
Mm.
So, for example, BD Java is a programming language. The benefit is that it's very flexible. The drawback is that you may need 100 lines of BD Java code. HDI is a relatively compact piece of code. One command can cover quite a bit of interactivity.
Yeah, it says it all there, really, doesn't it? Even we were predicting that it could have gone either way, but we were aiming for high definition DVD. HD DVD seemed to be the way to go. Even
the thing is, if you take Blu-ray at the moment is outselling HD DVD on sales.
Mm.
For example, Warner's 300 film. It sold better on Blu-ray than on HD DVD.
Mm.
The Blu-ray's got like a sales advantage of like 30% at the moment. But the thing is, think of how many Blu-ray players are in the market. About 5 million, including all the PS3s. So they've actually got like a 9-to-1 ratio in the size of their customer base, yet they've only got a 30% sales advantage.
Yeah.
And plus, HD DVD's got 250 odd films now. 250.
Yeah.
Checkmate. I mean, you know, the Disney and Fox, who are exclusive backers of Blu-ray, they haven't released frack all. Mm. They've released nothing. Sony's like carrying it alone, and what Warner have released because they're platform agnostic.
Yeah, I must admit, it's just imagine. I know the technology doesn't go like that, but just imagine if all it needed was an update to convert the drive in an Xbox 360 to play high definition DVDs.
What?
Well, obviously, Xbox 360 games.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Runs in high definition, don't they? But obviously, they're running on normal DVD technology.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what they're running on. They could run on a floppy disk and be high definition.
Yeah.
It's just a question of fitting it on there.
Yeah, just saying, it's a shame that they hadn't used. Imagine if the Xbox 360 got hold of the technology and used what ended up being the final for high definition, and you could, same as PlayStation 3 that plays Blu-ray, an Xbox 360 could play a high definition DVD. If every single Xbox 360 out in the world could play high definition DVDs.
Maybe. Yeah, but Microsoft don't want to do that.
No, because they don't want. They like the idea that whoever wins, they will still win.
For a start, the high definition video formats weren't ready for the time the Xbox 360 was going to release.
No, just saying.
Second point is the cost.
Yeah.
Third point is storage capacity. It doesn't really matter. DVD is fine. On Xbox One, most games didn't use more than 4 gig. They just used a single layer. They didn't use both layers of DVD.
Yeah.
You can always release it on 2 discs. You know, Blue Dragon's on 3 discs because of all, you know, the amount of pre-rendered video on there.
It's actually a 3-disc game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course, if it did the cutscenes in game, it wouldn't matter because it doesn't cost a few hundred kilobytes to do it all in game.
Yeah, because it's code and it renders as it goes along. But they're pre-rendered cutscenes. So the thing is, though, the types of people who would be playing that game would be used to having lots, and it would get them excited because a lot of people were disappointed when Final Fantasy X came out, and it came out on one disc. People were like, what, they managed to fit it on one disc? Wow.
Well, yeah, it's a DVD.
But then it showed that it was actually limited because it was very linear in the places you could go to. It was like walking down a corridor, unlike any of the other Final Fantasy games. It was much, much more open. You felt like you could go everywhere. You might not have been able to go anywhere, but it felt more open. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting it. If need be, I may be buying it tomorrow.
What?
Blue Dragon.
Dude, we're talking about HD DVD.
Oh, no. Blue Dragon.
Right, so anyway, the CTO dude goes on to say, for one thing, the lower price of the players, it's good for consumers, it's good for our customer base. For another thing, HD DVD came out of the DVD forum. The DVD form is very experienced at developing and managing specs. ASG DVD was launched in a very stable way with stable specifications, and they had specified a reference player model, so all players had to be compatible with the HDI interactivity layer. All players had to be capable of interactivity. So when we publish titles in the future that have interactivity, we are assured that every HD DVD player will be able to handle this content. So yeah. He then goes on to say, when you look at what the DVD forum has specified as required, it's a good set of advanced technologies. You can be assured that the benefit will be available to all consumers no matter what player model they have purchased. That speaks to the DVD forum that it's published specs that were complete and market ready, and that it didn't need to publish up and change the specs as Blu-ray has. To some degree, such changes are going to create some legacy issues. Yeah, bricked $1,000 Blu-ray players. For example, HD DVD players have Ethernet connectivity built in. If the player doesn't have that, or it's optional, you can't rely on that in the future as a feature. So yeah, this is actually good news because Shrek 3, and of course Transformers, in your face, Blu-ray, you've just lost Transformers. Yeah, and I really love the way all the Blu-ray people just, you know, make up shit about it. Yeah. Oh, Minecraft's not paying them off. Minecraft's not paying them off. It's only for 18 months. When Paramount and Microsoft have both denied that.
Obviously, they're backwards compatible, the drives, HDVD and Blu-ray. They play DVDs.
Blu-ray drives won't.
They won't?
Unless they have a DVD laser in them.
What about the PlayStation 3? I've never...
Yeah, the PlayStation 3, a lot of the games are on DVD anyway. It's got both drives in it.
Right, so they're not using Blu-ray to put their games on it, Sony.
On the games that need to be bigger than DVD, yeah.
I imagine that's not that bad.
Because PS2, for example, you had the blue discs, which were a custom spec thing, then you had DVDs.
Yeah.
On PS3, games can be DVD or Blu-ray, depending on what the developer needs. Of course, most of them are DVD, because frankly, Blu-ray discs are like $4 to produce is a ripoff.
Yeah, in comparison.
Because there's only two plants in the whole world which produce Blu-ray 50 gigabyte discs. All the rest just produce 25 gig discs, so they're smaller than HD DVD dual layer.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, done quite well. Because I will now be buying an HD DVD drive.
For your Xbox 360?
Yeah, well, and a PC.
Oh yeah, because you can plug it in here. Have they released the players?
Yeah, if any DVD will play it, even without an HDC compliant monitor.
So you could just plug this in and it works straight away, or you would have to download it?
Well, I'd have to buy and download any DVD HD, which is, you know, but Power DVD and you know, Win DVD will have like high definition versions as well. You just plug the drive in computer USB. Windows will get the drives from Windows Update, so it will show up as a drive. But you'll just need the DVD playback software to apply.
Cool. Well, that's good.
But yeah, any DVD ignores like HDC compliance and stuff like that. Because Power DVD, for example, requires you have an HDCP compliant monitor and all that.
Yeah.
So don't get that. Get any DVD, because it just ignores all the protection and plays it anyway.
Where you need like our type of monitors to get that.
Yeah, because we just have like DVI, which is unprotected.
Yeah.
Boo. Boo. So that's actually good news.
That's good though.
Yeah, the Blu-ray nerds were in a right, you know. Because they'd be thinking, oh yeah, things are going great. And stuff, you know. So yeah, this is a good victory, and it helps accelerate the format war.
What's this? John said, but didn't you guys who made Transformers say that if Paramount switched to high definition, they wouldn't direct another Transformers?
Who cares? Who cares who directs it as long as they do a good job?
I doubt they said that.
Nah, I mean, who cares what format it's released on at the end of the day?
Most of the money is made at the cinemas anyway, for the companies. and Transformers is such a big success. That
I don't know, Jet Andre, that sounds like Blu-ray FUD to me.
Yeah.
Because they just make shit up.
Yeah, they're going to make another Transformers.
Yes, I'm really happy that the European commissioner investigating Blu-ray for all their bribing they've done at people.
Because that's the thing, at the end of the day, Transformers was made because they tested the idea with fans and everybody went nuts, and they knew that as long as he did a good job, it would make a success and they would sell money to at least the fans. And there's enough fans out there which are just like normal people. We're not talking just geeks. We've got a lot of adults that just remember it as kids.
And yeah, I remember Unicron, the big planet dude.
And it's just, they'll just go and watch it and it'll make the money. And to be honest, a sequel would be quite useful because kids do like it. And kids don't care if it's on high definition or Blu-ray. We do, but kids will just...
Well, it won't be on Blu-ray because it's on HD DVD.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if it released on DVD as well anyway.
Yeah, of course it'll be released on DVD, won't it?
Yeah.
So, oh, we'll just ignore a customer base of 500 million people.
So it's
and just have a customer base of a million
the
people.
The fact that it's going to be released on DVD, no one is going to stupidly not make a Transformer movie just because the extra format didn't go where they wanted to do. It is going to be on double disc limited edition with special case, maybe with an extra action figure or something on DVD, and you're going to be able to pick it up from anywhere.
Yeah, but one of the things that Blu-ray people countered with is, we one day in the future, when Fox actually released some Blu-ray discs, will one day have Star Wars? And, you know, the obvious reply to that is, okay, you'll have three crap films, and you'll have three films which aren't filmed in high definition. Woo, some victory. Pretty much any nerds.
Yeah, because it has to be filmed in high definition,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It was filmed 30-odd years ago with these wonky, crappy cameras.
Yeah, because
it would just be upscaled.
Because I know that the last lot were filmed digitally, but they were,
yeah.
I don't think they were filmed with digital cameras, not high definition, as far as I'm aware. Because George Lucas
send an email to George and ask him what resolution his cameras were.
Yeah, because he used the first lot of digital cameras, so there were no tapes. It all recorded straight onto computers.
Drives.
So I doubt it was high definition. So yeah, this is from
three
now
crap
onwards.
Films which may have been recorded in high definition, and three films which aren't recording in high definition.
So
you know the Blu-ray fanatics, the zealots, are just way out.
The idea is that everyone will go on DVD, I'll have DVD, and eventually I will buy myself a drive, and I'll be able to continue watching all the films I already own, and some films I'll be like, yeah, I want to buy it cheap. It's not cheap yet, I can get it cheaper on DVD, where I go buy my 5 for 30 deals and stuff like that. And then a new film comes out, oh, I want it now, and instead of buying it brand new DVD, I'll buy HD DVD. And then probably from then onwards, I'll eventually go on. And as the DVDs come out, eventually DVD will shrink out of my buyer's circle, and I will always buy HD DVD. But until then, I'll just stick with...
Okay, let's do some quick comparisons, Adam.
Okay.
Because he doesn't know anything. Okay, that's the DVD version of Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the high-definition broadcasted version they showed on the TV.
Yeah, but I remember when I watched it, it wasn't blurry.
Well, no, because when you watched it, would only be that resolution. That's upscaling it to the same resolution as, 1080p,
right.
So you can see the difference.
Oh, right.
And yeah, it would have been that blurry.
Yeah, true.
Let's see, no, that seems good.
Oh yeah, it's a bit, I see what you're saying. It's a bit like saying the blurry one is what it will be like if you put Lord of the Rings on a 40-inch or a 50-inch.
Or on this. If I go and put Lord of the Rings on now, that's the same sort of picture you'd see.
Yeah, but you have to stay, it looks good quality over there.
It looks good quality until you compare it to that.
Yeah. It's a bit like when you get something on flat screen and you get up close to it, it won't look that great quality, and then you put it in high definition and you can sit as close as we sit to the monitor and still watch it. I know what you mean though, because I have watched stuff on this monitor on my DVD player and it doesn't look as great quality.
No, because the screen is so clear, you can see all the crappy artifacts and stuff.
Yeah.
This is good. This is from the planet Earth. This is only 720p though. This is actually a really cool scene.
Spores from a parasitic fungus.
David Attenborough for the win.
Ebrox.
Die, Sigourney Weaver, who narrated the US version. Hey, Abdu.
Its infected brain directs this ant upwards. Then, utterly disorientated, it grips a stem with its mandibles. Those afflicted that are discovered by the workers are quickly taken away and dumped far away from the colony. It seems extreme, but this is the reason why. Like something out of science fiction, the fruiting body of the cordyceps erupts from the ant's head.
Freaky. What is it, like a plant or a...
It's a fungus thing.
It can take 3 weeks to grow. And when finished, the deadly spores will burst from its tip.
Then the ant's getting infected.
Any ant in the vicinity will be in serious risk of death. The fungus is so virulent, it can wipe out whole colonies of ants. And it's not just ants that fall victim to this killer.
Jeez,
there are literally thousands of different types of cordyceps fungi, and remarkably, each specializes on just one species.
It's like something out of Aliens.
Yeah, that's why I thought this scene would be appropriate.
That is creepy. Fungus that kills insects and grows out of them.
And that's only 5 megabits per second as well, so much shit quality compared to the...
Because
you can download the whole like thing, it's like 80 gigabytes.
Jeez.
Ouch. Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah, it's a good way to stop piracy there. Let's release everything in high definition and make everything as big as possible so it takes long to download.
Yeah.
So yeah, HD DVD. Just moving in that direction. I think by the end of the year we'll see HD DVD accelerate beyond Blu-ray and sales, simply because of so many cheap players out on the market. And eventually, I think Fox and maybe Disney will go platform agnostic. And then it will probably end up Sony carrying it single-handedly with their studios like MGM and stuff.
Yeah.
But I've got a feeling that it's not enough to break Blu-ray, so that we just have an HD DVD drive. We'll have combo drives still.
Yeah, it's going to be a while, unless everybody just turns around and goes. If it's enough to win people over, because fair enough, it's only the PlayStation 3 that is making people think Blu-ray. Because, like you said, you've got these people who just
20 recent poll I saw last week. 20% of PS3 owners know what Blu-ray is. The rest don't have a clue what it is.
Yeah.
And even though they've got 10 times the market share because of the PS3, or 9 times whatever it is, they're only 30% ahead in sales.
Yeah. You're going to have lots of people and they're going to be like, I've got a high definition.
I've got a high definition PlayStation. I'm using SCART to plug it into my TV. And I wonder why the picture looks shit.
No, you're going to have people and they go,
oh, it doesn't come with HDMI in
the
box.
I've got HD TV and I've got a high definition Xbox. Oh, I can buy the add-on and I have high definition DVD. They're going to see
100 quid is a bargain.
You're going to have these people and they're going to look at HD DVD and they'll recognize the HD, and Blu-ray will just seem weird. And unless you know, you're going to get a lot of people who are going to
because at the moment, let's face it, at the moment it's all the nerds and geeks and people who know what's going on who are actually doing stuff.
Yeah.
This is the same what happened with Betamax and VHS. Betamax initially took the lead because all the people said, yeah, this is the better format.
Yeah.
This time around, Blu-ray isn't the better format. But the nerds think, oh, Blu-ray's better because Toshiba, Microsoft, evil! Evil! But yeah, consumer-wise, if you just ask general public, you know, oh, that's a high-definition DVD. Although there was one comment on Amazon which amused me a lot. This was on Planet Earth's review on Amazon. One of the guys like gave it one star because he didn't know it was an HD DVD. And he said, it didn't work on my DVD player. Really? And you had six people replying, but don't rank it one just because of your own stupidity. Checkmate, noob.
Should read the box.
Well, yeah, it says HD DVD on the top.
Yeah.
Take the red pill. The red pill. Ignore the blue pill. So yeah, the format war is interesting, and I'm putting my money in HD DVD.
Mm.
Because it's a no-win situation. 100 quid. Who cares? And worst case scenario, we end up with dual players anyway.
Yeah.
Because HD DVD with Universal and Paramount exclusively backing it, it's not going anywhere. Mm. Because let's face it, Sony suck.
Yeah. It's
because they've lost Transformers. Jeez, you lost Transformers. You lost the thing with the Decepticon dudes and the Autobrats and stuff.
Well, look at the other film format, UMD.
UMD, oh man, there was a success, wasn't it? You had Universal saying, oh man, it's a flop, like UMD. Another Sony flop.
Okay to put films on, but people...
Well, we had some dude coming today asking how he can put it onto his TV.
You can't. It's just for handheld films.
You can't. Sony want you to buy two copies of the film.
So you can watch.
And that's assuming you can even buy the copy on UMD.
I was quite happy watching UMD films on mine because I was clever enough to import my PSP from the States, which meant my copy of my PSP came with a free copy of Spider-Man 2. So Spider-Man 2 was good enough just to get me from Cardiff train station back home while watching that. If I wasn't in the mood to play video games. Most of the time I get partway through and I start skipping to all the action scenes. Once I've done that, I'm back into England, and then I just shove in Wipeout, and I just play Wipeout for the rest of the way home.
Wipeout.
If I had plenty of money, I would buy a PSP back just for Wipeout and Ridge Racer, because I actually did like those games, and they were actually
good enough. There's a game like Wipeout coming out on 360, I've forgotten what it's called.
Yeah, we did see Wipeout trailer for something. What was it going to come out? Was it 360 that Wipeout's coming out on?
It was another Wipeout clone on 360.
No, I'm sure it was Wipeout. We looked at it and I said that is Wipeout. We looked at it last show. I'm sure we did.
No, this is before then. I saw it in one of the trailers they've got running a game.
What was the Wipeout coming out on? Was it just PlayStation 3, that Wipeout? Or was
don't
it?
Know.
You like Wipeout, especially on that. It was good.
Yeah, Wipeout's a good game.
Because I must admit, the PSP does look crystal.
It's not Quantum Redshift or Drifter, but whatever.
Yeah. I did like having a PSP. It was good, but... I mothered it too much. I was too bothered about getting it broken.
Ooh, DreamWorks Animation CEO says, we believe the combination of this year's low-priced HD DVD players and the commitment to release a significant number of hit titles in the fall makes HD DVD the best way to view movies at home.
There you go. Boom, 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 boom. Should we leave it there? Because we're drooling now.
Yeah. I've had my HD DVD Blu-ray rant.
Yeah, it's quiet. I must admit, we've told you what's out and what's coming out.
BioShock.
So, like we always say every year, when it gets to the summer point, everything gets a bit quiet. We might get a bit excited about stuff coming out. As we get more stuff for Halo 3 being mentioned, we'll get excited about it. And then we'll get excited at the end of next month when it's released, and we shall be doing some bits. We're really going to have to do something specifically for Halo 3.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a show about Halo 3.
Yeah.
This is a game with a guy called the Master Chief and his friend, the skanky-looking Arbiter, who go around and shoot people.
Mm.
The end.
I must admit, one thing we're going to have to do is to see, do you have in your computer a Firewire card?
Firewire?
Yeah.
It's one on the back of the Audigy, I think.
so you might be able to get video input through that.
It is digital, yeah.
Okay, got a plan then, because what we could do is, if we could see if we could get the software set up so that we could, do you think we'd be able to receive video input from that and then stream it out?
Yeah, in theory.
So what I'm thinking is...
Doing it at the same time as audio, though, is a different question.
Would we be able to stream out a digital signal through that, which was video and audio?
Yeah, we could do both audio and video.
What I'm thinking is we cut
because
off...
Because the FireWire will transmit both, won't it?
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is we cut off all verbal signal to Gamercast, so we don't transmit anything verbal, and all we do is transmit video and sound
we could do
from
that.
My digital camcorder on tripod behind us.
We could do that.
Between us. So we can actually do Gamercast through the video, aiming it at the screen.
I could bring my 40-inch 1080p television up here to do it.
And then we hook up the Xbox 360 and we can do Gamercast and people can watch live while we're playing Halo 3.
Can I bring my 40-inch TV up to do it?
Yeah, that'll look absolutely amazing. We can have it on the tripod between
us. I don't
us.
Think it would fit under the shelf there.
You might have to pull the desk further forward and having it fit right across. That'd be quite good to you for the show, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because I've been meaning to...
Because then we can play it and people can just watch.
Yeah, and we can talk about it and go through different features on it and stuff like that. Which would be quite cool because we've been looking at being able to do that with PC games, like how I've been doing it, where the recording bits where I've been playing on it, but it was never that good because it was a crap piece of software. And there's no way of doing video feed out of what you're doing when we're playing on the Xbox 360. But seeing with the fact that it'll be a digital signal on the screen and we're not going to get any flicker going through the camera.
Well, it's an LCD.
Exactly. So with the other good thing about it is while we're doing it, I can put a blank tape in and we can record the whole thing. So afterwards...
What format video does your camera output? It's not a MEG2 or something shit, is it?
No, it'll just... It records onto... digital tapes.
Yeah, but what format is it on the tape?
Having a clue, because you can't get it off without sending it out through the camera.
So either way, I have to encode it on my end.
I think so. I don't.
Get one of the Sony cameras which output in WMV. Go buy one of those quick. High definition camera.
Because I record through Premiere off it. That's how I get my stuff off.
I use Movie Maker, mate. Movie Maker.
We'll have to have a test run sometime.
Well, but we won't use Movie Maker because we'll be shoving it straight into our media encoder.
Yeah. And we can be able to shove it out live.
Right, so Jet Andre has gone on about this Gamercast iPod thing.
What happened with that? Because he just went quiet. I was expecting.
Have we still got the iPod?
Yeah, it's still back at the flat. It's sat on top of my World
Have
Walker.
You been using it?
No.
We need to destroy it.
Yeah.
We need to put it onto a rocket and fire it up into the sky without a parachute over a concrete.
Jet Andre, what was your suggestion?
My idea was the BESS.
And what was that idea? Because I was trying to think of other ones. I still like the idea of freezing it in water and taking some really cool pictures of it with nice light.
You're not doing it in my fridge.
You remember when I put my Xbox 360 in your freezer?
Yeah, that nearly worked. Nearly.
Oh, he's having to find it now.
Oh, Gordon Bennett, Jet Andre, we're trying to close the show, get a move on.
Come on, Imchi, yalla. Yeah, I don't know what we were intending to do. There wasn't much of a response to that. I was hoping there would be a bit more response like we did when we did the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, nobody really cared.
That was quite funny, though.
Yeah, we need to destroy something bigger, though. We need to blow up a car. Top Gear stuff. Which, well, yeah, I know. We have a caravan and we can shoot cars there. Ooh, he says, reenact the crucifixion of Jesus with the iPod being Jesus. He doesn't have wrists or like feet though, does he? This
yeah,
new Jesus.
It would be just us filming, silent taping an iPod to a cross, and half of it's made out of metal, the other half's really strong plastic.
Yeah, so it's going to be quite hard to actually put a nail through it and stuff.
Yeah.
unless we have like some super powered nail gun. Mm. But even then, I don't think that'd be enough to get through the back of it.
Yeah.
Unless you drill some holes in it first. Or... anyway, let's actually close the show up because Jet Andre's idea is a dumb.
Headphones, blue tack. Yeah.
Next week, we'll talk a bit more about Blue Dragon. Hopefully, we'll have Catherine talking about that.
Yeah.
Using the power of the interweb.
I shall hopefully have bought a copy.
Ooh, so you'll have Adam talking about it as well.
Yay.
Great. And I will by then have played my second game of Minesweeper.
Cool, yeah.
That's my commitment.
Yeah, that's your commitment to the show. Yeah.
See everyone next week on episode 86.
If you have anything to add by now and next week, please feel free to add it, because obviously it's a quiet moment, so this is about the people.
We're going to post something on the blog, for God's sake.
Yeah.
We're getting more and more listeners, but nobody's actually leaving feedback, which is really boring, because it means I had to rant on about HGTV for half an hour instead of ranting on about something else.
Yeah. Come on, input with us. It's fun. We need more input about things that are on now.
I need to update our rolling expense figures as well.
Yeah.
Because I have to update that manually, of course. Make people feel bad.
Right. See you guys next week.